there's challenges around these companies that are online for texting services, keeping their customers. And the reason that is because they don't really achieve outcomes for the businesses that they're selling the text services to.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Electrify Your Message podcast. Josh Ross on the line. Hey, Josh, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Joe. How are you? Doing well.
I'm awesome. Thanks for joining us today. We have a lot to talk about, including we're going to give our listeners kind of a rundown of what the text messaging industry looks like. And who better to talk about this than you, Josh? You've been in it. You know about it. I've learned a lot over the last 6 months. But why don't we talk about where you see it going, and what the problems that we're kind of focusing on fixing in the industry. So thanks again. I'm really excited to learn from you today, and I know our listeners are too.
Yeah, I'm excited too. This is something I'm super passionate about, as we talk about internally, Joe, for the last almost better part of a year. But there are really two choices you have in the world when it comes to buying text messaging for your business. And text is pretty hot right now. We're seeing it in the marketplace. We're seeing it out there a lot. You know, I've said internally, from on a scale of 0 to 10, 0 being nobody's ever heard of text messaging, 10 being it's fully saturated in the market, we're probably on the scale of about a 2 to 3 on its life cycle of adoption in the market. So for B2B, for B2C, it's going to be out there. It's going to be something that's, you know, evolutionary here in time. And so there are really two choices you have in the world when it comes to buying text messaging for your business. You can buy a standard platform. There are hundreds of platforms out there. There are platforms where they give you the keys to the kingdom. You actually go in and you're going to have to craft your own messaging. You're going to have to understand the science of words, become an expert in how you communicate. That's the challenge with buying a platform. But I want to talk a little bit about these two choices that you have in the marketplace when it comes to buying text services. One of them is buy a standard text platform, which equals, meaning what that's going to do for you is you have to figure out how to build campaigns. You have to figure out how to create content. You have to figure out how to sift your own data. You have to figure out how to send your own messages. Again, the science of words. That equals weak results plus frustration plus churn. So what we've seen in the text space is that as these technologies have evolved, there's challenges around these companies that are online for texting services, keeping their customers. And the reason that is because they don't really achieve outcomes for the businesses that they're selling the text services to. So yes, it's hot. Yes, they're 98% open rates. There's all kinds of statistics that talk about why text messaging is the way to go. But, you know, really you need an expert behind that. So the other option is you buy a managed text solution. So two options in the marketplace: you buy a standard text solution. You have to create your own content. You have to figure out how to build your own campaigns. You have to sift your own data. You have to send messages. Equals weak results, frustration, and churn. The alternative option is you buy a managed text solution, which is what KLaunch offers. We manage everything for you. We have experts in communication, experts in understanding the science of words. Those technologies, those solutions, coupled with the text technology, equal proven results plus outcomes and dollars to your bottom line. So I think when it comes to texting, it is so important to understand the differences between, hey, I see this as a hot, you know, vertical of communication, a hot channel, and I want to get my business involved in that. I think it's really important that you partner with someone who can help you make that a successful exercise.
The frustration from business owners on buying software, texting software, running it themselves, and then not getting results kind of gives texting this elusive bad name, where it's not really what people say it's going to be. But the truth is, they're just not utilizing the tool properly to incent, involve, and inform, which is what our methodology is. So this managed solution is what we do on a daily basis. It's incredible the results that we get because of the fact that we're doing it in a specific way at a specific time, because who, what, why, when you send a text matters. So
the value differentiations, Joe, and for our audience, there are some pretty substantial value differentiations to a managed solution. Number one is we provide what's called K3I, which is, you just mentioned it a minute ago. It's involve, inform, and incent. Those three things coupled together, involve and inform and incent, that's a proprietary methodology that we deploy. As humans, we've talked about it on this podcast before. We've talked about it with our clients. We all want to barter a bit. And so having that incentive piece in play for consumers to help them, asking questions, creating journeys, providing an incentive, they then will give you the information that you need. It's going to be a more two-way engagement. It's going to be one that drives real results. We talk about the science of words being a differentiator, understanding the power of the message that is going to be deployed, what time. You know, we always say what you say, when you say it, why you say it, how you say it, and where you say it. It all matters. And then the data pieces, being able to pull off of the data. If you're going to use a K-bot, in our case, a K-bot technology or a bot technology, making sure that that bot technology is something that is personalized in its approach. So I love Gary Vee. I love what they're doing. I love his content. He is on fire for text messaging right now. You've probably seen that in the space. He's always on online talking about text messaging and the importance of text messaging and it being a laser shot. That's kind of our term, but they're using it in the same format. The thing about these bot technologies, though, if you don't understand the folks that you're engaging with, or the bot is not able to decipher emotion or meaning or any of these responses that come back, it becomes a bit disingenuous on the messaging that comes out. So I wanted to share a bit with you on some of the things, some tips and tricks here around what to do versus what not to do when it comes to what we call experiential text messaging and utilizing these the science of words and these bot technologies to build a more personalized relationship. So I joined this text program recently, where it's clearly a bot that's interacting with me. It says, hey, it is a bot. You know, there's some information here. And then it also comes back with a message and says, from here on out, it's going to be me. The business owner is now suggesting that through the text message. So you're going to get to talk with me personally. So, and then what happens then, the very next message that comes out is a please reply with this book request that you can purchase my new book. All right. So it starts out with, I want to subscribe to the content. I want to engage with this particular personality. The problem then is they're trying to immediately sell me on a technology right after I joined the program. So they don't even know if I like books. They don't know what I like. They don't know what I don't like. They've not asked enough questions up front to be able to sift that data and information. They're not personalizing that data on the back end. So if you go on further, there's one here that says, like or leave a comment on your favorite sports card or sports cards you want. Well, again, I'm not a sports card fanatic at all. So this is messaging that doesn't apply to me personally. And so your consumers will easily get turned off if your messaging isn't directly connected to the interest of that individual. So it's so important to understand and ask questions in that journey up front to make sure that you're getting the contextualizing the content that's going to be absorbed, and that your bot technology, if you're using bots, are responding in a way that is personalized. It goes on to another messages that come out. You can clearly tell it is not this individual that's sending the messages out. It is a bot, because it's coming out with just generalized information about, you know, you're going to have a great weekend. I hope your life is going well. You got one life, enjoy it, because you'll be ticked off in heaven when it's over if you're not out enjoying it. So there's just messaging that's coming out that doesn't really apply to my situation or my where I'm at in the world. So these technologies, as we've talked about, they are laser shot. They are in the hands of someone's personal device, and it is so critical, again, to make sure that your messaging is on point. And if you're going to utilize a bot technology, please, please, please make sure that you're providing good content from the data that you're capturing for these journeys of questions. So here's the tips. I just want to cut to the tips here. Number one, if you're using anyone else's text platform, open with questions. So please open with questions, because you will get responses from that consumer. You're going to get a two-way dialogue being built. You're going to be able to capture some data from these individuals that you can then utilize to make sure that you're deepening a relationship. Because if we are on this podcast here, and I'm off in left field, and you're asking me questions, and I'm responding, you know, in a way that's completely not to the question, you're going to get turned off real quick from a communication perspective, because you're like, hey, the guy isn't listening to me, right? And so listening is, we've talked about this in prior podcasts, but you have to, in the text channel, in order to build empathy and rapport and then change behaviors, as we talked about a couple podcasts back, you have to first listen. And the only way to listen in texting is to ask questions and then listen to those responses that come back in. You will be surprised the number of people when you ask a question that will be willing to share their information and start that exchange in the way in which communication was formed and built. So that's step one. Step two is then making sure, so listening, step two is building that empathy with your with the folks on the other end of this text message. You build empathy by creating content off of the questions that you created and ensuring that that message now is going to be poignant and personalized that goes back, because that shows that you care. So if you ask me a question, I say my favorite color is blue, and you said, you know, hey, I heard you like green. Immediately, I'm going to say these folks aren't listening to me. They don't understand. So, that's step two. Step three is beyond building the empathy through making sure that you're listening on that channel, is you're going to start to build rapport, which creates trust. That rapport is that you are listening. You are creating content in the exchange that comes back that is valuable content that shows me as the consumer that you certainly care about me. And once that trust lock is built between the relationship via text, that's the recipe for success down the road. So those are a couple steps that are there. Ask questions, build empathy, which ultimately leads to building rapport, which we've talked about again in a prior podcast, which will lead to behavioral change, and people will start to develop relationships with your team and with your brand off of these exchanges.
This is good stuff. This is great stuff, Josh. And I know the listeners probably appreciate this. If they're doing any sort of research and they stumble upon our podcast, or they're on LinkedIn and they see a post about our podcast, you know, we want to give you guys tips that make sense, that are easily attainable. And this is definitely one of those episodes. So, you know, asking questions is almost, you know, we always talk about text being uniquely set up for that one-on-one interaction. And again, it starts by getting to know the person on the other end of the phone without losing their trust. You have to have trust like any other relationship. And so, you know, the only way a tool is successful is if you do it and the other person knows that you're trustworthy and are ready to go. Josh, thank you so much. This is a great episode. And I know that people are going to really take this one to heart. So really appreciate it. Another one in the bag here for the Electrify Your Message podcast. And Josh, until next time, see you later.
See you guys later.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Electrify Your Message podcast. And if you want to learn more about what our team at K-Launch can do for you, simply text K-Launch to 55433. We look forward to hearing from you. Enjoy your day, and we'll see you next time.